something in Baptist history each Sunday morning, and this morning when I look at a young lady who died reaching her people in Africa, and the lady this morning we're going to talk about is, her name is Louise or Lulu Fleming, and she grew up in the middle 1800s. She had heard the story all her life of how her grandfather was captured in Africa, and he was enslaved in Florida. I believe that her mother and father were also slaves, and they were freed after the Civil War. But she came to know the Lord as her Savior in her teens in January of 1877. And even as a child, she dreamed of returning to what she called her people. And now, as a child even, she began planning her whole life around going to Africa and ministering to her people where her grandfather had come from. She pursued an education at Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina, and with the encouragement of a pastor in New York City and then the financial assistance of what was called the Young Ladies Home Missionary Society, a mission society, she enrolled in a seminary course and graduated class valedictorian in 1885. In the meantime, there was a great revival that had broken out in the Congo, actually, in Africa, and there was a call put out there was a real need for single women to assist in helping with the young women that were being saved in the Congo, and she responded to that call, and the Women's American Baptist Foreign Missionary Society on January 10th appointed her to go. And she set sail for the Congo in March of 1887. She arrived in May. She served in Palabala as a matron for the station girls, and she taught in the schools there. In a letter dated January 10th, 1891, she said this, Ms. Fleming said this, "The work of Palabala has known its hardest trial this past year and also its greatest blessing. More people have been touched, and many, many have been turned from sin and darkness into light." Now then, as many do when they go to Africa, her health began to fail, and she returned to the States in 1891. She recovered, but after her recovery, she decided that it was important that she study medicine before she went back to Africa. So she enrolled in a full medical course at Medical College of Pennsylvania. She graduated in 1895, and she had joined the Grace Baptist Church in Philadelphia during that time while she was in school. And so she returned to the Congo in 1895 as soon as she graduated, fully supported by her home church, Grace Baptist Church in Philadelphia. Now she was serving as a medical missionary, and she literally gave herself to, as she called, her own people. And she even contracted what was called the dreaded the African sleeping sickness, and she died from that at a very young age. She was buried in Philadelphia on June 14th, 1899, and there was an editorial in the paper after her funeral, said this, that Dr. Fleming was a woman of very strong character and fitted to overcome the many obstacles that are encountered in missionary work. She was very useful, very used by the Lord, and useful in winning the hearts of the Congo people, putting herself in close touch and sympathy with them. And, you know, I think as I read this that I wish her spirit could be multiplied in our day. You know, injustice is a way of life. You know, fallen man, because we are sinful, fallen man can devise wicked things. One of those things that fallen man has the institution of slavery. And Miss Fleming, she never was bitter. She never used her life as because of that social injustice or made a stand there. But she realized that the answer for injustices were the gospel, and she gave herself to the gospel and to the Lord to serve him there in Africa. I want to thank the Lord this morning for Lulu Fleming and her work among the people in Congo. All right, as if you'll come, we'll take our offering.